She said she started her study of Navajo society by accident. But that accident turned into a lifetime career for anthropologist Gladys Reichert. Born in 1893 in a Pennsylvania Quaker family, Reichert went on to attend Swarthmore College and receive a doctorate from Columbia University. There, her mentor was the famous anthropologist Franz Boas. She became a professor at Barnard College and herself mentored many future female anthropologists. In 1930, this independent woman left the security of the Eastern establishment to go live among the Navajo. She settled with a well-known medicine man named Miguelito and his wife Maria at Ganado, Arizona. Under Maria's patient instruction, Reichert learned the art of rug weaving. She reciprocated by taking the family in her touring car down sandy reservation roads to Hubble Trading Post and other places. From that experience, she wrote Spider Woman, a story of Navajo weavers and chanters. It's a work at once scholarly and personally engaging, and the first of many books she published about her ethnographic research. Reichert fell in love with the Southwest, returning each summer to pursue her studies of Navajo language, religion, and culture. She not only learned to weave, but also attended important ceremonies and spoke fluent Navajo. By the 1940s, Gladys Reichert was spending her sabbaticals and summers at the Museum of Northern Arizona in Flagstaff, where she was also a board member. That is where she died of a stroke in July 1955, leaving behind a valuable legacy of work. Earth Notes is produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. It's funded in part by Flagstaff Honda and Canyon Explorations Expeditions. I'm Tristan Klum.